Questions 7 through 9. Listen to part of a lecture from a music class.
Just before the turn of the 20th century, a new musical form captivated America, and that was ragtime. I suspect you've all heard of ragtime. The main feature of ragtime is its syncopation. Syncopation. You know how a waltz has a beat of 1-2-3, 1-2-3, and a polka has 1-2-3-4. These beats are regular, but in ragtime there's syncopation, a displaced beat or accent. Traditional strong beats become weak, and vice versa. Weak becomes strong. Or the beat isn't evenly spaced, but comes a little earlier than expected, or later. Although ragtime had its start in 1897 with William Crell's Mississippi Rag, and I'm going to be playing that for you in a moment, it was Scott Joplin who popularized the rag with his Maple Leaf Rag. We'll hear that one as well. Now, it was John Philip Sousa, best known for marches, actually, who began to feature rags in his band concerts in America and Europe. And by the early 1900s, ragtime was the most popular musical art form in America. Okay? Now let's listen to... I'd like to play a few of these pieces I've been telling you about.
7. What does the speaker mainly discuss? Eight. According to the professor, what is ragtime? Nine. What does the professor contrast in his lecture?